Since taking office, President Bush has spoken only in general terms of his determination to develop a national missile defense system. This week, the Bush administration made clear it intends to move quickly and aggressively on the program. Deputy Secretary of Defense Paul Wolfowitz outlined the plan yesterday on Capitol Hill. He said the administration is preparing to challenge the 1972 anti-ballistic missile treaty in a matter of months. NPR's Tom Jaltam reports.
Bush administration officials have acknowledged over and over that their plans to develop a missile defense system would eventually come into conflict with the ABM treaty with Moscow. But until now, they've been careful to say they'd work around that treaty as long as possible. This week, the administration changed strategy and went after the treaty head on. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz, testifying yesterday before the Senate Armed Services Committee, complained that past U.S. administrations have cared more about honoring the anti-ballistic missile treaty than about preparing for a ballistic missile attack.
The intermediate-range missile threat is here now, and the long-range threat to American cities is just over the horizon, a matter of years, not decades away. And our people and our territory are defenseless. Why? The answer to that last question has four letters, ABMT, ABM Treaty.
The 1972 treaty with Moscow does not prohibit either country from developing a limited missile defense system under which rockets are launched from ground stations to intercept incoming missiles. But the treaty does not allow a multi-tiered system where the intercepting rockets could be launched from bases at sea, on airplanes, or even from space. And that's exactly what the Bush administration wants to develop. A key test is scheduled this weekend with a missile being launched from California and an attempt being made to knock it down somewhere over the Pacific. Administration officials also announced this week that they intend to break ground in Alaska as early as next month on a new missile defense test site. And Wolfowitz suggested yesterday that the administration will challenge the ABM treaty as soon as it needs to.
As the program develops and the various testing activities mature, one or more of those will inevitably bump up against treaty restrictions and limitations. Such an event is likely to occur in months rather than in years.
That prediction from Wolfowitz caused a stir among committee Democrats. Senator Carl Levin of Michigan, the committee chair, said Russia and China could respond to a unilateral U.S. withdrawal from the ABM treaty by producing more weapons. Max Cleland of Georgia, meanwhile, questioned the reliability of the missile defense technology and said he would prefer to see the $8.3 billion budgeted for missile defense going elsewhere instead.
I am greatly concerned that we're putting the cart before the horse here. I would say to you that increasing national missile defense funding by some 57% more than last year is a little bit out of line with what we're trying to do in other aspects of our military.
But Republicans rallied behind the administration's plans yesterday, among them Senator Jim Bunning of Kentucky.
The first priority in the Constitution is the national defense, and things certainly have changed since 1972, and we're now in the year 2001, and spending money to defend the United States of America from intercontinental ballistic missiles ought to be the top priority that we have.
Deputy Defense Secretary Wolfowitz seemed to agree, saying every theater U.S. commander would say that the possibility of a ballistic missile attack against his forces is, quote, his biggest vulnerability. Where regional U.S. commanders around the world actually rank missile defense among Pentagon spending aims is a question likely to be considered during the budget debate. The service branches all have long funding wish lists, and the priorities are hotly debated inside as well as outside the military. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.